Okay, today's daf lamin alf. So we did yesterday the mission lamin amabez. We're going after review. We're not going to go through the mission, but we'll go through the gemara on the mission. Let me just backtrack for a second. So let's use Reuven and Shimon. Reuven now has two wives, potentially two wives. One of the wives is the daughter of Shimon, Bas Shimon, and the second wife of Reuven is called Tsaras Abbas, Tsaras Erva. So if Reuven's married to both of them, obviously, and Reuven dies, Shimon can't marry his own daughter, that's an Erva, and he can't marry the Tsaras Ervas either. Now if Reuven is not married to the daughter of Shimon, he just has one wife, we'll call her just Tsara for these purposes, so then Shimon may marry the Tsara if Reuven dies. And the question here is, what is the status of the Bas to Reuven? Are they married or are they not married? Now, part of that discussion in terms of that suffix, whether he's married to her or not, we also have to know what is the Chazaka, what was the status quo prior? So there's two different scenarios. One scenario is where Reuven, the Chazaka is that he's married to the Bas Shimon, except there's a suffix where the Gerishin took effect. The Chazaka is he's married to her. Now, if he's married to her and Reuven dies, so then Tsaras the Bas, Tsaras Erva goes scot-free because Shimon doesn't need to do anything to the daughter, obviously, nor to the Tsaras Bas. She's free to go to the Shuk if there's a Tsaras, if there's a Suffolk Gerishin. If, however, the case is the status quo is, the Chazaka is, Reuven is not married to the daughter of Shimon, and there's a Suffolk whether or not the Kedushin was Chal on the daughter of Shimon to Reuven. So the Chazaka says that she's really not married to Reuven, and the Tsaras, the other wife of Reuven, would be Zakuk to Shimon now because the Bas isn't in the picture. That's the question. So Safek Kedushin is where the status quo is there's no marriage. Safek Gerushin is the Chazaka is that there was marriage. So now that, keeping in mind, go back to the Gemara and Lamina Beis right after the Mishnah. We don't need to read the Mishnah again. When Mishnah had a case of a Safek Kedushin when you threw it, the Gemara wants to know why wasn't the same case of Safek the Get when you threw it as well. So Gemara says, Ve'ilu Begerushin, Safek Kariv Lo Safek Kariv La, Lo katani, it's not written. My time, and what's the reason? Because Amar Rabba Ishazu becheskas heter l'shuk omedes. Because when the Safek Gerushin cases, the Chazaka was that they are married. Reuven was married to Bas Shimon, which means that the Tsaras Bas, the Tsaras Erva, would be free to go to the Shuk. There's no need for Yibam Rachalita from Shimon because that woman is Tsaras of the Bas of Shimon. So she goes scot free. The Chazaka is heter l'shuk omedes. Umi Safek. From a suffix that maybe the Gerishin was Chal on the daughter of Shimon, that would free the Tsaras Erva. That suffix, Atabala, also, you're going to ask her to the Shuk. Al Tasrenu mi suffix, we're not going to ask her to the Shuk. So since it's a case of suffix Gerishin, if he were to throw the get to Baal Shimon, we fall back on the Chazaka that the marriage is still Chal, and Tsaras Bas goes scot free to the Shuk. So Amrle Bai says, if that's the case, Ihachi, Bekedushin Nami Neima. By Kedushin as well, we should say, that Isha Zub Chazkas Heter Liavma Medes, meaning the Kedushin is a suffix where the Kedushin was Chal with Reuven to Bas Shimon. So the Chazak is that there is no Kedushin, which means that the other wife, or the only wife, but the Tsara, we'll call her, the Tsar Reuven, is actually allowed to do Yibum to Shimon, because Bas Shimon, the Chazak is, she's not in the picture, Bas Shimon. So it's just Reuven and that other wife, that one wife, so she's Mutter to Shimon the Yavam. So we should fall back on that Chazak as well. And then it should be Hetel Liyavim Omedes, Umisafik Atabala Osro, Altas Renom Misafik. Don't answer her to Shimon because maybe Reuven happened to be married to Bas Shimon. No, Misafik, we shouldn't answer her. It should go based on whatever the Chazaka was. So Gemara says, you're right. Really, we should fall back on the Chazaka. But Hasam L'chumr. There's a Chumr. We just require a Chumr in that case. What's the Chumr in which case? So I got confused with this yesterday. The Chumr is in the situation of the Safek Kedushin. You're right. The Chazaka really dictates that the Tsara of Reuven is permitted to marry Shimon. But because of the confusion, we said, you know what? Shimon can't do Yibam Ter. Shimon will just do a Chalitza Ter. And therefore, it's just a Chumr, the need for Chalitza. Even though Yibam really is allowed because the Bas Shimon's not really in the picture based on the Chazaka. Now, Gemara says the problem with that, saying that there's a need for a chalitza, that indicates that high chumra, the asili de kula, that's going to be a chumra that might lead to a kula. Why is that? Because zimnan, sometimes, the azil hu, because the fact that there's a need for a chalitza to the tzara implies that the kedushin to Bas Shimon wasn't good. Implies it wasn't good. That's why we need a chalitza to the tzaras of the bas, because the bas isn't really in the picture. Now, if that's the case, we assume the Kedushin isn't good to the Bas Shimon, it's going to be a Chumra Asa de Kul, because Zimnon sometimes, the Azil Hu, Umikadish Le Lachosa, maybe Reuven might marry the sister of Bas Shimon, Stam, whatever, and that's a Kedusha Vadai. And you can assume that the first Kedushin to the first Bas Shimon isn't good, because we're saying you need Chalitza Tzara. and then he goes ahead and marries a sister with a good kedushin. That kedushin, maybe that isn't good because maybe it really was married to the first case. So why would he do chalitza? And people would assume that the kedushin from Reuven to Bashman isn't good. Maybe it is taka good. Or inami zimnan asa acher. Maybe some other person might be mekadesh la lidida kedusha vade, marry Bashimon, and maybe that will be chal the second kedushin. We'll assume the first kedushin isn't good because we require chalitza to the tzara, and someone else might marry the Bashimon now. The kaven the aser la mar the tzara liyavume. So now that we permit him to do yibum, are they going to say kama kedushin u de baser la kedushin? The first one is kedushin, and the second one is not kedushin. Right? Is that make that one sense? Right? The fact that hold on,
don't allow him to do yibum with the tzara.
By the fact that we aser like mar the tzara liyavum, the fact we don't allow yibum to the tzara implies that the first one is good kedushin. That's why the tzara is not allowed, and the second one, the second marriage that came, wouldn't be a good kedushin. So that would be a chumra aser leidei kula. The fact that we aser yibum from Shimon to the tzara of the bas. So Gemara says no. Kevan de kamatzreches chalitza. Since we require chalitza, that Ruah Shimon could only do chalitza to this tzara. The fact that chalitza is allowed tells us that no, they weren't really married. If we were to say that Reuven's married to Bas Shimon, then Tzara's Bas would require nothing. But the fact that we require chalitza, that indicates that maybe Reuven isn't really married to Bas Shimon, and that first kedushin may not be good. It's a suffix. So everybody realized the need for chalitza is really a chumra, and wouldn't get to any confusion. So Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. Gerishin Nami, we should have the same thing by Gerishin. Listening, v'litzrache chalitza, miyadiyadi. So the case of Gerishin is as follows. Reuven is married, a good marriage to Bas Shimon. And then there's a suffix whether when he gave Gerishin it was good or not. We don't know. So it's a suffix in that case. We fall back on the chazaka that he remains married to her, and Bas Shimon and Tzara's Erva go scot-free without needing anything. Why? Maybe we should require a chalitza to the Tzara. Gemara says, v'litzrache chalitza, the chumra ba'amo, everyone would know it's simply a chalitza, and it's rather simply a chumra. Whereas it can't be, because if we require a chumra, this chalitza by the tzara's bas, then maybe im ata omer choletes, then people would say misavemes. Maybe we should allow for yibum as well in that case, and that's really a problem, because since the chazaka is that Reuven's married to Bas Shimon, we don't know if there's a gerushin, suffolk gerushin, but the chazaka is he's married to Bas Shimon. And then we said there's a need for chalitza to tzara, they might do yibum. And that's a real problem for the brother to do yibum to the tzara's erva, because the chazak is that there is a tzara's erva. So Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, hachanami, by the case of suffolk kedushin, imata omer chalitzas, if we require a chalitza to the tzara's bas, maybe only to misav emes. Well, it's okay, this happened, let them happen, it's okay, im bekach klum, a chazaka kakaimi, because the case of kedushin is, the chazaka is, Reuven is not married to Bas Shimon, which means that Reuven's just married to the Tzara. And let's say we require Chalitza to the Tzara, and let's say they do Yibam. Yibam's actually allowed, because the Chazak is Reuven was not married to the Bas. He was married just to this other wife, this other woman. And if Reuven were to die, Mikra Din Shimon can marry this other woman. They could do Yibam. So even if they do Yibam, even though the Chalitza we require leads to a case of Yibam between Shimon and the Tzara Reuven, that's completely fine, because the Chazaka dictates that Reuven was never married to Bas Shimon in the first place. Okay, we're good? Fine. Right. Now, the Gemara says, Eishveh. Eishveh, Abayi asks the following question. Nafal habayis alav v'al bas achvip. House falls on a person and on his niece, his brother's daughter. Now, the Rashi points out that they're married to each other. He's married to his niece. And now they die. The question is, who dies first? Einu yodeh eizmim meis risham. So do we say, the din is, tzarasa choletes, because what would happen if the wife died first, the niece died first, and then this brother who also died has another wife? So then his brother obviously can't marry his own daughter, but if the daughter died first, and then the brother really called Reuven, and Reuven got killed in this collapse. So Reuven was married to the Bas and to Tzara's Bas. So if the Bas dies first, and then Reuven dies, so there's just the Tzara that remains alive. So Shimon, the brother, would be allowed to marry the Tzara because the wife died before Reuven died. But if Reuven died first and he left behind two wives, and then the Bas died afterwards, then Shimon would be also to the Tzara's Bas. We don't know who married who, so the din is we require Chalitza that between Shimon and the Tzara who's alive. So Gemara says, Amai, why is that the case? Hachanami, shouldn't we say, Neima, Hachanami, Neima, Ishizu, Becheskas, Heter, Lushuk, Omedes, that the Tzara that the chazaka was that Reuven was married to both wives. And the status quo is that if Reuven dies, that the tzara should be permitted to the shuk without any need for chalitza or a yibum because she's a tzara's bas. Umisafek, because you don't know who died first, the husband or the niece. Misafek ata bala osro alta ser misafek. Don't ask her. If this klal is really true, then we don't want to ask her someone because of a safek. And the only reason why we did this on the other page is because of a certain chumra, but the normal din is ein bala osro alta ser misafek. Why are we answering this tzara to shuk? Why is there a need for a chalitza? If you're going to tell me, hachanami l'chumra, it's just a chumra. You're right. The real din is al tasrinu misafik. But there's a chumra, just like we had a chumra in the previous case, here too is a chumra as well. This Gemara says there's a chumra, the asili de kula. Because who? She'imata omer chalitza. Because if you require al tachumra, just do a chalitza on the tzara just to be safe, well, that might lead to a kula, because that might lead to misavemis. Imata omer chalitza is misavemis. Gemara says no. The reason why we don't create a chumra in this case is because gerishin deshchichi gazu be'rabanan, ma'polos lo shchichi lo gazu be'rabanan. Only by the case of gerishin did we create a chumra. But in this case, by gerishin where we wanted to create a chumra, we have a chumra by the case of kedushin. We wanted to create a chumra by gerishin, but we're concerned if we create the chumra of chalitza by gerishin, it might lead to a yivim as well. And that's a gzeras. We don't want to let that happen. We are gozer not to make a chumra. So that's why no chumra by the case of gerushin. But here, by mapolis, where it's so infrequent, it's such an unlikely scenario, they weren't concerned. In other words, let them require chalitza al chumra. The chalitza that will lead to a kula that might do yibam. It's so unlikely that this case happens. There's no need for a gzera of yibam ever happening. Because what's the chance of a house falling on both a brother and his wife? So unlikely, and therefore there's no gzera. They require chalitza because of a chumra. Again, the mikra din, we have the klal that the al tasrinu misafek, but when we can apply a chumra, the chumra is relevant. Isn't a chumra that will lead to a kula? No, because it's a lo shchichi case, so we aren't gozer that chumra might lead to a kula. Inami, alternatively, the Gemara says, the reason why we can have a chumra in this case of mapolis, but by gerishin we don't have a chumra, is because gerishin kaima erva. The erva is alive by the case of gerishin. The daughter is alive still. The kamochich, v'terasa kamatrechas lechalitza, and there's a need for a chalitza. Amri, they're going to say, kami be'rabanan begita, the gita ma'alyahu, v'yasali yevume letzara. They're going to say, it must be, since the rabbis were involved, the get was a good get, and then it comes to do a case of yibum as well. In other words, if they require a chalitza by the case of the bas and the tzara, by safek gerushin, you need to do a chalitza to the tzara, so must be it's a good get. They're going to say, okay, if another case like this, we'll do a yibum to the tzara. That would be a big problem. Because people are going to say, the first case the bezim was involved, there was a real get. But here, the mapolis, mikami be'rabanan mapolis, where the rabbis are around to see who died first, the rabbis weren't involved. They weren't using their seichel to figure out who died first. It was just a suffix. And therefore, they can't assume just because in this scenario that they required chalitza, they can't extrapolate to another case of mapolis because Bezdin wasn't the one who was involved in figuring out what the details were. Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes, the kaima erva, says Rashi, the kaima erva kaman, the erva's alive, but the case of suffix gerishin. There's a bas and a tsaris bas. The kimochechas, the hakol rowan, everyone sees, shezu, tsaris erva haisa. She was married to Reuven, who also was married to the daughter of Shimon. It's a bas and a tsaris bas. Everybody saw this. Viata machechas chalitza, and you require chalitza to the tsara. Aslamema, people are going to say, kamu be'rabanan bigit. It must be the rabbis had a good get with the daughter of Shimon to Reuven. The gitamayu, who was a good get, vein to tsaris erva, and that's why the tsara is no longer tsaris erva. Viasli abume, in another case, like this, they'll say, okay, yibum would be allowed. About mapolis, a case of mapolis, eina inami matrechas la chalitza. Even if he were to require chalitza to that tzara of Reuven, who's now dead, me aslam emar kami be'er banim b'mapolis, are you going to say, the rabbis were involved in the details of this collapse? Ila dayanim hametzichin also chalitza nevim heim, are the nevim to know what's going on? V'yadushi mesa rishona, that they knew that the daughter of Shimon died first, his niece died first, the less liyavon letzara. When we have the other, the high chalitza, mishum seikel, they'll understand the reason why chalitza is necessary between Shimon and the tzara Reuven is simply because of a safek ba'alma and not because of they knew the actual halacha. Fine. So now we have this cloud up until now that by safek gerushin, we don't require chalitza. If a person were to zarek la, and zarek karav la, we don't know, we don't require chalitza because it's a chalitza that might lead to a kula. The Gemara says, is that really true? Halfway down the Amr, the Gemara says, "Begave gerushin milotnan." Do we not have a Mishnah that says we do require chalitza? The Mishnah tells us this is Maseches Gittin. If she is standing in Rishus Rabim, Vizarka lo, and he throws her the get. Karav lo, Megureshis, if it's closer to her, it's a good Gerishin. The Karav lo, ain't a Megureshis, if it's closer to him, it's not a good Gerishin. Has to leave his domain, enter into her domain. If it's Mechsa Mechsa, if it's halfway, Megureshis, if ain't a Megureshis, it's a Safek Gerishin. Varmina, we say, Lamai Hilchasa, with respect to what halacha do we say to Safek Gerishin? And the Gemara explains, the Kohen who, if he's a Kohen Asurla, a Kohen can't marry her, because now there's a Safek Gerishin. We know a Kohen can't marry Grusha, so she's a Safek Grusha, it's a Safek Deraisa, a Kohen can't marry her. Additionally, Amina Lamai Hilchasa, with respect to what halacha, again, e Kohen who Asurla, e Erva who, he Tsarasa by Chalitza. So if, let's say, she has a Tsara, and the Reuven is married to her and gave a Safek Gerishim, so maybe the Gerishim is good and the Tzara would allow for Yibum. Maybe the Gerishim isn't good and doesn't require anything. And since we don't know if he's still married to her, this Erva, the Tzara requires Chalitza. So isn't this a case that this is a Safek Gerishim, yet we say we require Chalitza? V'lo Amrina, we don't say Shemata Omer Chalitzas Mishav Emes. Why don't we say here, if we require Chalitza to the Tzara's of this erva, shouldn't that maybe lead to a yibum of Tzara's erva in the case of Safek Gerishin? And the Gemara says no. Ha itmar Allah Rabba Rav Yosef Damri Tavai. Both of them say hacha b'shtei kitei edim askin. So this is a bit tricky. The Gemara is going to have an interesting havin which I can't explain well. The Gemara is going to reject it, but just let's stick with it. The Gemara says here is a case of b'shtei kitei edim askinan achas omeres karov love achas omeres karola. There's a machlokas, two Edom say it was closer to her, two Edom say it was closer to him. It's two full Edom on both sides, which is a Safek Deraisa. And since we're dealing with a Safek Deraisa case, we can't fall back on any chazaka. It's a real Din Deraisa. So since it's Safek Deraisa, we have to act. The only way to release her is through a Chalitza, because Safek Deraisa L'chumra, that's it, why there's a need for a Chalitza. Even though it might lead to Yibam, we can look into the future. Right now, there's a Safek Deraisa that presents itself in front of us. However, our Mishnah, where there's a Safek Gerishin, where we don't require a Chalitza, Masisin Dehacha Bekas Achas, one Kas, in other words, one aid says this, one aid says that, which is only Havalei Sveika Dirabanan. Now, it's unclear why one Safek Deraisa, one Safek Dirabanan. The Mefarshim don't really explain this so much, so you have to just kind of take that, the Gemara is going to reject it, but for some reason, when there's one aid here, one aid there, each aid is not really, you can't trust one aid. Each one independently doesn't stand alone. So it's only Safek Dirabanan. But when the two aids saying each way, that somehow takes it to a derisive level. Again, unclear why that is. You have to just accept it right now. So since our mission is a Safek on a Dirabanan level, it's Safek Dirabanan Lakula, we don't require any Chalitza. This is what I'm talking about. This isn't really a Yavamos type of situation, but still very confusing how to understand what's going on here. So Gemara is going to reject this, as you'll see. Either way, before rejecting, the Gemara says, Umimai, Masisin rather, our mission is the Hacha Bekas Achas. Havalei Sveika Dirabanan. Ask the Gemara, Umimai de Masisin de Hacha Bekas Achas. How do you know our mission is Kas Achas? Whoever said that? Well, it must be Dumi to Kedushim, must be similar to Kedushim. Because Ma Kedushim Bekas Achas, Afgerishim Bekas Achas, just like our Mishnah, our Kedushim is also within one group of Eidim, meaning one this way, one that way, one Eid here, one Eid there. So to Gerishim is only Kas Achas. That begs the question. The Kedushin Gufai Mimai de Bekas Achas. How do you know the Kedushin of our mission, Navlam, is also talking about within one Kas? How do you know? There will be Beis Kisei Edim. Maybe it's talking about two sets of Edim, meaning two Edim say it was Karav Lo, and two Edim say it was Karav Lo. How do you know our mission is not like that? And Lars says, because as follows. Ibe Beis Kisei Edim, had it been two Kisei Edim, Tis Yabim Ve Mekachlum. So we would allow for Yibam, and we would encourage, we're not encouraged, but we allow Yibam, it would be certainly okay. And the fact we don't allow Yibam in the Mishnah, rather we allow, we require a Chalitza, must be, we're not talking about two Kit Edim. Why would two Kit Edim require, allow for Yibam? Because, again, the way the Tosas writes, it's hard to understand this fully, but since the Chazaka is that they're not married, he's not married to the Bas, Reuven's not married to the Bas, and two Edim say that he confirms that they're not married, even though two Edim say he is married, but the two Edim plus the Chazaka that they're not married tells us that Deraisa, he's not married, and he's only married to the Tzara, so Tzara can do Yibam with Shimon. So that's the understanding. The fact that we don't allow for Yibam in the Mishnah, we only say Chalita, must be it's one Ed and one Ed, which is only Dirbanan. So to Gerishin is one Ed and one Ed is only Dirbanan. Safek Dirbanan Lakula, there is no need for Chalitza, as opposed to this case in our Gemara here, the Laman Aleph, is where the two Edim, which is a Safek Deraisa. Okay, I told you it's tricky. Don't try to understand too much. Now the Gemara says, so kaima edim, v'kamre karavla, v'at amris tisyabim, eim kaklum, how can you suggest this? You could say, just because two edim say it was karavlo, there are also two edim that say karavla. And that's a serious dinyer, which means karavla, and how can you go ahead and allow for yibum in this situation? If the two edim are up, it's not a deraisa derabanan necessarily, they're edim that's saying otherwise, contradicting the words. And moreover, v'su, even if there are two sets of edim on both sides, who said that's deraisa? That's still a din derabanan. The Ami Oki Trela Bahadi Tre, that you have the two edim line up with each other, which means they cancel each other out, and you fall back on Isha Okma Achazaka. And it falls out in the Chazaka, which Gemara here assumes that Chazaka is only a din derabanan, which is part of a larger discussion also. But it's only a din derabanan. Two edim against two edim is actually they neutralize each other. Midi dehava, no different than the case of Anichne Debar Shatya. The property of a person who Debar Shatya means he was sometimes in a healthy state, sometimes he was unhealthy in terms of his mental state. So the Gemara says, Demar Shatya Zav and Nichse, he sold his property. Asi Beitre, two people said, Ami Kishu Cholam Zavin. When he was healthy, when he was mentally healthy, when he was stable, he sold it, so it was a good sale. Vyasi Beitre, Ami Kishu Shote Zavin. No, when he was a Shote, he sold it, meaning it wasn't a good sale. So what do we do with these two Aiden that contradict each other? Amar Vashi, Oki Tre Lahade Tre. We put the two up against each other, we knock them both out, and we fall back in Chazaka, the Arab Okmin Becheskas Barshate, which is that he was the previous owner, that's the Cheskas Marikama. So here's well, we knock the two Aiden that was Karvlo, whereas the two Aiden that were Karvlo, that gets neutralized, and all we have is Chazaka, which is a Din Derabanan. How could the Gemara suggest it was a Din Deraisa? Fine. So we go back to square one now. Again, that was very confusing, also, even though that was another Yivama Sugya, but every Sugya here is hard. So what falls back now is as follows. We have one din, the Mishnah Maseches Gittin, that says, Karav Lo, we say require Chalitza. Our Mishnah never said that case. Our Mishnah didn't talk about Zarek Lo. We assumed it must be the case of Zarek, Karav Lo, there would not be a need for Chalitza. That's a steer against the Mishnah and Gittin. The Gemara says no. Even our Mishnah Daf Lamin and Beis also requires Chalitza by a case of Savik Gerishin Karav Lo. It just didn't address that case, but it was implied. So how do we know it was implied? And this is what the Gemara says. Ela Amar Bai says, he quotes a pasuk, Gemara oftentimes quotes, Yagalav Reyu, that his friend will tell him. In other words, that we mentioned one case Kedushin, and Kedushin is its friend that comes hand in hand. It's implied there as well. What does that mean? Tana b'Kedushin, the case of Zarek Lo, the Huadin the Gerushin, the same exact thing applies. So just like by Kedushin there's a suffix, so to by Gerushin there's a suffix, and you require Chalitza in both cases. So Gemara says, Tana beGerushin who had din the Kedushin, and so too we have the case of Gerushin, the din of Ksav Yad below Edim and Ein Bozman. That even though we only addressed it by Gerushin, the same halacha applies to Kedushin. So Gemara says Amarle Rava I Yagid Alav Reu Mai Zeu the Katani. If we're just mentioning one case, but the halachas apply equally to Kedushin and Gerushin, the word is Zeu implies like this case and no other case. Our Mishnah said that. It said, by a case of a Zehu, Savik Kedushin. This is Kedushin, implying that not by Gerushin. How can you say, no, who are then Gerushin? So Gemara says, Ela, Amar Rava. Rava says, Kol Sheyesh B'Kedushin, Yesh B'Gerushin. Every halacha that applies to Kedushin will equally apply to Gerushin as well. Meaning the case of Karav Lo, that will apply to Gerushin. But Yesh B'Gerushin, there is, by Gerushin, Mash Ein B'Kedushin. That it doesn't exist Kedushin. So we say Zeh B'Kedushin means only the Savik Karav Lo case exists by Kedushin, but the questions of Ksav Yado, Vein Bozman, all that does not apply Kedushin. That only applies to Gerushin. That's why we said Zeh Kedushin, no other place of Kedushin, other details apply to Kedushin. So Gemara says, V'Zeh B'Gerushin La Dafka, even though we said Zeh B'Kedushin and also Zeh B'Gerushin, Zeh B'Gerushin wasn't trying to exclude Gerushin from other cases because other cases apply. It was Lav Dafka. We're just saying Ela Mishum the Tana Zeh B'Kedushin. Since we said Zeh B'Kedushin, we wanted to use the same phrase Tana Nami Zeh B'Gerushin as well. So Gemara says, okay. So Zeh Kedushin Lamute Mai. What's it coming to exclude? In other words, when we say the suffix Karav Lo Kedushin, this is the case of suffix Kedushin as opposed to another case, which suffix does not apply to Kedushin. And the Gemara answers to exclude Lamute Zman the Lekka of the Kedushin. There is no Zman by Kedushin. When we have a star, there's no need to write to the. We don't do a shtar kedushin. We do ksubas. But ksubas have a zman on it. But if one were to get married the kedushin with a shtar, that would not require any zman. Why? If they ma lo tiknu zman be kedushin, why was there any need for kedushin a zman for kedushin? Hanich l'mandam or mishum piri arusa less le piri. If the reason why zman is needed by a get is because of the fruit, as we'll see Rashi in a second, by Eirus and by Kedushin, there's no fruit that the husband eats yet. So there's no need for Zman. If Zman has Taloi, it hinges on the eating of the fruit. Look at Rashi to explain. Why is there Zman on a get? In other words, for fruit. When can she collect back from her husband? When he started eating the property that she brought in, the dowry, which she's allowed to eat, but then they got divorced, that the kasavar, when he decided to divorce her, he can't eat anymore. So if he ate fruit after the zman of the get, he owes that fruit to her anymore. So that's why if they know the zman, if he ate after that time, that's why it's necessary. But by the kedushin erison, he can't eat fruit anyways, so there's no need for zman by kedushin. However, if you hold the reason why the zman on a get is for a second reason, Elman damar mishum bas achoso litkan zman. So if the reason why this man is because if a person might marry his own niece, he marries his brother's daughter. So let's say she's mezana. Now he's not happy with her, obviously, but in the end it's family, doesn't want her to be killed. So he might say that no, we divorced before she was mezana. So we have this man in the gittin to make sure that can happen. This man tells when the divorce happened, we have aid him when this happens, and there's no changing the story anymore. So this man is in order to avoid an uncle from hiding the details of what happened to his niece. So now if that's the case of a gittin, that should also be needed for kedushin. We have to know when it's when they get married. And if there's a znus case, the uncle might say, ah, we were married a much later date after the znus. Znus happened before we got married, even though that didn't happen. So this man in kedushin would help us prevent the uncle from denying when it actually happened. So shouldn't that be helpful to have zman by kedushin? And Gemara says, you're right, it does. But the Gemara says, mishum vika de mekadesh bekasva, vika mekadesh beshara, lo tikin rabbanan zman. Because people get married either with kesef or with shtar. Bia, we know it's not allowed anymore, even though mikra didn't work. No, we don't get married with kedushin of bia. It's either shtar or kedushin, shtar kesef rather. And since kesef, it's not shaykh to have zman, so we also don't have zman by shtar either. So Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, Amar Lei, Rav Acha, Berei Dev Yosef, Lerashi, V'ho Eved, Avda, Neved, Ika, Dekani Bekaspa, V'ika Beshara. People sometimes acquire an Eved through a money or through Shtar, the Takan Rabbanan Zman, and yet when we use a Shtar to buy a Eved, we do Taka write a Zman. So we shouldn't be bothered by writing a Zman by Kedushin either. It could be Kedzef or Zman, a Shtar, but when using a Shtar, use Zman. Gemara says, don't ask questions from an Eved. Hasam Ruba de Pshara. Most people buy an Eved with a shtar, with a document, and that's why it's a zman. Hacha Ruba Bekasva. Most people do kedushin with kesef, and shtar is very rare as well, so there's no need to misakin a zman in the first place. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Ibai same alternatively, Mishum Dulafshar. It's not really possible to write zman. It won't be effective to write zman on shtar. Why not? What would happen? Who keeps the shtar? Who keeps the shtar kedushin? Gemara says, Hey Chilav, what should you do? If you leave the kedushin shtar kedushin with her, the wife, then she's going to erase it, meaning she's the one now who's mezana. So she's going to protect herself, so she'll burn the shtar, she'll get rid of the shtar, erase the time, and there's no proof of when she got married. I got married after I was mezana. If you give it to the husband, who's her uncle in this case, zamnin debas ocho, so sometimes she'll be the uncle of this woman, his wife, and mechabe Allah, he's going to hide it also. Even though she's mezana, it's still it's a niece, so he'll hide it. So it won't be effective leaving the shtar erison with him or with her. Linache gabe edim. If you give it to the edim to hold on to, well, that doesn't work either because ed is a chiri. If they remember exactly the date when they were ed kedushin, lisi lasari, let them testify without a shtar. They don't need a shtar to testify when they remember that this date it happened. That's sufficient. Viloz, if they don't remember. Zimnin de chazi miksava, they're going to see the ksava, taka, this was the date. When they see the shtar, vas mishade, they're going to testify based on what they saw that reminds them, triggers their memory. Rachman amar mi piyam v'lo mi miksavam. You can't testify based on what you saw. You can't say, oh, I saw the shtar, that reminded me of the date. It doesn't work that way. That doesn't work. So it won't be helpful if the wife has it, if the husband has it, or the edim has it. It's just ineffective. It's unnecessary. It won't work for anything. So that's why zman is not necessary by kedushim. That's the case. Begerishin nami. So gerishin, same thing. Who holds on to the get? If she holds on to the get, which she's supposed to hold on to the get, she'll just erase it. If he holds on to the get, it might be the basa choso. If the edim hold on to the get, well, they have to remember it from their memory, not from what's written. So isn't it also ineffective as well? And the Gemara says, you're right. At the end of the day, however, hasam la tzala dida kasa, hacha l'chova dida kasi. One's coming to save her, one's coming to mechayev her. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi to explain here, two wide lines down, and we'll finish with this, says Rashi, la tzala Nidakasi, Velekala Mechash, Dilma Machela. We're not concerned that they might erase it. Dichi Asi Sadi Dezinse. If Adam come to testify she was Mazana, In other words, that even if they want to erase it, the status quo is you're an Eishish. We have Adam, you're Mazana. If you want to save yourself, bring me a get that had this man earlier. If you bring me a get that has no Zman or no get at all, the status quo is you're an Eishish and you're done. So helping say, erase the time, won't erasing the Zman, won't help her at all in the case of Gerishim. So again, Umihu, E, Lo, Tikana, Rabbanan Zman, had they not been Misakin Zman by get, have a Masi Lichvui Allah, Umisveka Lo Kalina. They say, oh, wait a second, there's no, you don't know when I get married, here's the Gittin. But now that they're Misakin Zman, and they didn't have a Zman on it, that makes you look bad. That's actually a Reis on the get, and the Chazak is Eish Zish. So you want to save yourself, hiding this Zman is actually going to be worse for you. Avahasha, the Tukin Rabban, now they're Misakin Zman on a get, Elo Maisi Lech, if you don't bring it for us, Mokmila Chazak, we fall back on the Chazak of a Kalinli. But by the Kedushin case, the Chazak is that they're not married. She's not an Ashish. So then, if they bring a possible Kedushin, that actually works for a benefit, requiring a Zman now, and then she has no Zman, will possible the Kedushin, and she remains single, that will actually protect her. That's what Rashi says. Hachal Lechova Didakasi, Zman the Kedushin, it's coming to Mechaiver. V Takin Le Yerban Zman, Vizinsa, and Kafshil Ashar, she hides a Shar, O Machalor, she raises it, Vakaima, she falls back on the Chazaka, Cheskas Penuya, Kimikar, and she actually works to her benefit, and therefore there's no need, it was unnecessary to Misakin a Zman. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Shem will pick up with this next Mishnah tomorrow.
No need to do Zman or it doesn't